And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal. He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all. I love Clifford, the big red dog. Woo!
Stars. Gordo the Great. Isn't he one of your favorite stars, Clifford?
Woof.
I thought so.
Emily!
There's Charlie. I wonder if he knows the circus is in town.
Wow. Your own poster of Gordo the Great. He really is the greatest.
He's just an elephant with a cape.
He's not just an elephant. He's the greatest elephant ever.
What makes him so special?
He can walk on his front legs and lift a ton, and he's been everywhere in the entire world.
Wow, wouldn't it be great to actually meet him?
Meet Gordo?
Clifford!
Hmm?
Huh? Charlie says the circus camp is at Birdwell Park.
Yeah, and if we hurry, we can watch them set up the big tent. There it is!
Huh? What's going on?
Not much, it looks like. What was that?
Let's go see. Dr. Din, what are you doing here? Is one of the animals sick?
I'm afraid so. Gordo the elephant has a terrible cold.
Oh, no. He's the star of the show.
Will he be okay?
With medicine and a little rest, he'll be just fine. But there won't be any circus tonight.
What?
Oh, no.
I'm afraid Dr. Din is right. Gordo's the only one big and strong enough to raise our big top tent. No tent, no circus.
Hey, Clifford could raise the tent.
Who's Clifford?
Clifford is my big red dog.
Wow, he is big.
Yeah, and he's really strong, too.
Do you think he'd like to help us out?
I think he'd love to.
Let's put up a circus.
Hey!
Thank you, everyone, for a job well done.
Woof! Woof!
Come on, everyone! Gordo wants to meet you!
Clifford, he's almost as big as you are.
just like you, too.
Oh.
Come on over, you guys.
Hello, Mr. Gordo. I'm Clifford, and these are my friends T-Bone and Cleo.
Clifford says he's your biggest fan.
I can see that.
We're sorry you don't feel so well, Mr. Gordo.
I'll be okay. I just wanted to thank you, Clifford, for helping set up the circus tent.
We all helped.
Well, then, thank you all. But I wonder if you could do me another favor, Clifford?
Sure, Mr. Gordo. Anything.
Well, we usually do a big finale every night, and I do some things with Boomer.
The clowns goof around and the acrobats do some tricks.
Would you mind doing the act for me tonight?
Me? Well, sure, I'd love to.
Wow, Clifford's gonna be in the circus.
You lucky dog, you.
Gee, Cleo and T-Bone really love the circus, too. Can they be in the show with me?
Well, okay. Why don't you all perform tonight?
Yeah! That would be great, Mr. Gordo.
Boomer will show you all what to do. Oh, and one more thing, Clifford.
Yes, Mr. Gordo?
Just call me plain old Gordo, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest show in the cosmos, the Zigarini Circus!
I can't believe we're gonna be part of the circus, Clifford!
It's my dream come true, T-Bone.
This is gonna be the best circus Birdwell Island has ever seen.
It's almost time for our big finale, guys.
You really practiced hard, Clifford. You're gonna be great.
Hey there, Clifford.
Hey, Gordo. You're up.
Yep, Dr. Den says I'm completely recovered.
Yeah, woo!
That's great.
So I can go on with the show after all.
Not so loud, big guy. Gordo can't wait to do the finale with you and T-Bone, Cleo.
Hey, what about Clifford? He worked hard to learn the act.
It's okay, Cleo. I love just learning the stuff.
You mean Clifford doesn't get to perform? But that's not fair. You wanted to be in the circus more than anybody.
That's right. So, if Clifford doesn't go on, we don't go on.
Right.
Well, well, you certainly do have loyal friends, Clifford.
Yeah, but it's really okay.
No, they're right. And I was really looking forward to performing with them. With all of you, really.
Oops. You mean all this time you were gonna let Clifford perform with you?
That was the plan.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the astounding, the amazing Gordo the Great and Clifford the Big Red Dog!
Look at Clifford! Isn't he great?
Thank you, Gordo. This is one of the most exciting days in my whole entire life.
Me too, Clifford. You know, everything is more fun when you do it with good friends.
Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Little Big Snack. One day, Speckle headed for the kitchen to make a snack. He started with two big slices of pumpernickel bread and some cheese. Then he added some lettuce and tomatoes and pickles and more cheese and green olives and black olives and red olives and everything else he could find in the refrigerator until Speckle had created the biggest sandwich in the whole wide world. A huge, colossal, enormous, way too big to get in your mouth kind of sandwich. Speckle tried every which way to eat his beautiful sandwich until he finally realized that the best way to enjoy such a big snack was to share it. So Speckle invited his friends over, and together they shared the best big sandwich in the whole wide world. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun? Light Fright.
Figures the ferry would be late this morning.
Nothing's ever fast enough when you're waiting for a surprise.
Hey! Look, they're flying!
Wasn't that great?
Did you see that dog?
Did you hear that applause, guys? They love me!
Look, Charlie. There it is.
Thanks. It's my surprise from my father. He sent away to Jamaica for something, but I don't know what.
Hurry and open it, Charlie.
It's incredible! A steel drum!
Your dad knew how much you wanted one!
Wait till you hear how it sounds!
You kids are just wonderful! When's your next show?
Huh? We're not really doing a show.
But you're so talented, and your dogs are too. You really must do another show.
Well, what do you think, Charlie?
Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Wonderful!
They love me.
So, you like the gift, hey, Charlie?
It's unbelievable.
He's not the only one who likes it, Samuel. Everyone does.
That's why we want to do this show, Dad. To give everyone a chance to hear it.
This show is really going to be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Me neither. I just love to dance. So let the show begin. Whoa!
And now, presenting the Big Red Show! And now, Cleo the Dancing Dog! Ta-da! Go, Cleo! Now, Cleo!
You kids were fantastic today.
Thanks, Dad.
It's fun making your own music, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah, but what happened to Cleo? I think she got stage fright or something.
I know. It was weird.
What should we do? We want to do another show this afternoon.
It seems like Cleo really loves to dance. I bet she finds a way to work it all out, huh?
Hey, Cleo, come help me. I'm covering Clifford in sand.
No, thanks. I don't really feel like playing.
What? Quit joking, Cleo.
Want to do something else, Cleo?
Not really.
Want to practice your part for the show? Emily says we might do another one this afternoon.
No! I don't need practice. I know what I'm supposed to do.
So how come you didn't do it this morning, Cleo?
Oh, that! Well, the sun was in my eyes, and I got a splinter in my foot, and a bug flew into my mouth.
Oh. Well, I just love the way you do that dance thing. La 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 da woo! Oh.
Nice moves, T-Bone.
Thank you!
You know, Cleo, we don't have to be a part of the show if you don't want to. Emily and Charlie would be great all by themselves.
Of course I want to be a part of the show. I'm the best part.
You're great.
You really are good.
You're right. I'm gonna do it, Clifford. I have to. It just wouldn't be as good without me.
I hope Cleo's gonna be okay this afternoon.
I hope so, too. She looks so cute when she dances.
Think Cleo's gonna dance this afternoon, Clifford?
Sure. She'll be fine.
See you later, guys. I'm going home.
What? Please don't go, Cleo. Everyone loves it when you dance.
Cleo, are you afraid to do the show?
Well, not afraid exactly. More like totally terrified!
Why?
I don't know. There's just so many people out there. I mean, I didn't even notice the people when we were just having fun playing music and dancing at the dock.
But now they're all just sitting out there waiting for me. What if they don't like me? What if I forget how to dance?
They're gonna like you, Cleo, no matter what you do.
Besides, you love to dance. You said so yourself. You're not gonna forget.
Remember dancing on the ferry dock? It was so much fun.
It was, wasn't it?
And everyone loved you.
They did, didn't they?
So what do you say? Wanna go out there and dance? We're all here for you.
Presenting the Big Red Show! And now, Cleo the Dancing Dog!
Uh-oh.
And now, Cleo the Dancing Dog!
Ta-da!
Think she'll ever stop, Clifford?
She's got to get tired sometime.
Let me help you with that.
Thanks, T.
Thanks, guys.
That was really a terrific show we all did, wasn't it?
Yeah. Too bad Cleo doesn't know that it's over.
She knows it's over now.
Come on, Emily. Let's take these tablecloths back inside the shack.
Oh, Clifford. Today was so much fun. And I think everyone really liked my dancing.
Of course they did, Cleo. It's fun to watch someone doing something they really love.
Thank you guys for being there with me. It really helped to see your smiling faces backstage.
No problem, Cleo.
That's what friends are for.
Why Clifford's big idea for today is play fair. Hurry, T-Bone. My turn is next.
Okay, Cleo.
I'm next, and then it's Mac's turn.
Okay, Cleo, your turn.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Whoa. Woo. Yeah.
That wasn't fair.
You're right. We're supposed to take turns. That's the fair way to play.
Oops, sorry. It's your turn, Cleo.
Thanks, Mac.
You're welcome.
Playing fair makes playing fun. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is play fair.